what you wanna see. Know I'm what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you wanna be. Sounding real nice like a melody, melody, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Justin's got the
nice. Got the bullet.
Bullet bourbon.
The bullet.
Hey guys, if you ever wanted to sponsor us, I'll just drink myself to death. So
I'll get off the wagon if Bullet Bourbon sponsors us.
Honestly, I've drank a lot of bourbons now. Bullet and Bullet Rye are probably my.
Well, they mix well with Dr. Pepper. Like even if you don't just mix them, if you just like have a Dr. Pepper on the side.
Oh yeah, it's a chaser, and you know why? Because it's kind of caramely and vanilla-y.
This Jolly Rancher really brings out the flavor of this
of this dirty tequila,
of this cough syrup.
before we get moving, the one thing that I played that was D&D.
Yeah, no, we're moving, brother.
The one thing that I played, and it was Justin and I, was Justin had a copy of the game Dragon Warrior. And that really like opened up my mind to like all these crazy games. It was the first time I'd ever played an RPG. I didn't even know what it was. And I think they use the Dungeons and Dragons behind the scenes, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a mix between that and Bard's Tale, because you had some gameplay, but you had a lot of scroll, like words.
It was just like a static picture and some scrolling words and stuff like that. But man.
But then you walked around the world, remember?
Exactly. And that game for us, which was, if you go back and play it, you're just like, what the heck? There's nothing to this. But for us, it was just like, oh my gosh, we need to find this armor so that we can go to this area.
Beat this dragon, dude. It was so serious. So many all-nighters.
Next month, we're watching The Princess Bride, and that movie starts with him playing a text-based fantasy game.
Does it?
No, it does not. No.
Oh, am I thinking of Big?
You're thinking of Big.
Oh, man.
Yes.
But Princess Bride starts with him playing a game called Hardball on the Commodore 64, which I also used to play with my nerdy friends in Stockton next to my grandparents' house. Real talk. We would play that game, and we would look at our baseball cards, and we would fucking make lineups to go play wiffle ball and announce the whole games. Remember how we used to do that shit, Jeremy?
Yes, I would drive up for an hour to Justin's house just to play like wiffle ball for 2 hours, and then turn around and come home.
Idiots. Seriously.
How many people? Like just like three people, or would you guys have like
just me and him?
Just me and him.
Oh my god.
That was it.
That's nerdier than any D&D shit, right?
Oh yes, by far. Like if I've ever made fun of a nerd for doing something stupid, just listen to what I just said.
But we would drive around and look for smaller baseball fields with good fence so that we could play like tennis ball home run derby too.
Oh my god.
Hours. Yes. Spend hours driving around. Oh, hours. Jacked up on Mountain Dew. Just jacked up on Dew.
This one time, me and Justin were playing at this one field. And I was doing Taekwondo at the time. And so I walked up to this fence and it was locked because we'd hit a ball over the fence. And he's like, kick it, dude. You're doing Taekwondo. And I did like this jump kick. And when I did, it like knocked the chain off. And he was all, no way. No way. He made me feel like 10 feet tall. And I think I was like, I think the chain just kind of came off.
It was rusty.
Yeah. But he was all, that was so awesome.
Oh, you're like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Can you do the splits?
No, I cannot.
Only above a doorway.
Yeah. Or only between two cars. Awful. Volvos, though. They have to be Volvos.
Or two semi-truck trailers near the
truck. That's what I meant. The Volvos. Yeah,
that also works. That also works.
But only when they're moving at 50 miles an hour like Footloose.
Jesus Christ. Okay, should we talk about this movie?
So I saw this movie in theaters.
Did you?
Of course you did.
I do.
By yourself?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay.
Always. I only go to the movies by myself. That's daddy's alone time.
He's always done that too. He'd do that when he was 22.
And to the point,
I used to do it too.
So I didn't like rush. I'm not like, oh fuck D&D, I gotta go. I'm like, I'm usually halfway to the theater scrolling through.
I'm
my
going
phone.
To see something.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna see. So I wasn't bummed, but I was like, oh yeah, cool, D&D, let's do that. And
gotta go up to the top, won't stop. I'm gonna be the man, yeah, I gotta cut the knot. Really haters really on me, tryna take my spot. But we go up, yeah, we never gonna drop.